السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، اما بعد، قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم: النکاح من سنتی فمن لم یعمل بسنتی فلیس منی. صدق رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Respected audience, I will not be taking much of your time because I know that the function here today is a time of celebration and happiness, and I understand that people don't want to be sitting here listening to a lecture. I'm just going to try and mention a few quick points that I believe are important for people to understand. First of all, I'd like to congratulate both the households from the family of Muhammad Raza and the family of Nurul Huda, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this bond strong and firm, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase plenty of love between the two families, especially between the two, Muhammad Raza and Nurul Huda. My personal advice to both is that both of you have a duty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to fulfill the rights of each other. And in order to fulfill the rights of each other, it is your duty that you seek that knowledge. You look in towards the books that the ulama-i kiram have written in regards to the rights of the husband and wife and the families of each other. And you read them rights and you make sure that you fulfill them rights. Because the problem we have many a times is that households have a lot of domestic issues, and the only way to resolve them is by following the rules and regulations and guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we fulfill the rights of each other, then our domestic issues will be resolved. If we fulfill the rights of each other, then all of us will live happily throughout our life. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned many rights throughout his life. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best man is he who is best towards his wife. And the best woman is she who is most obedient to her husband. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam balanced the rights and ensured that both understand that it is the duty of both of you, not just one of you, that you forgive each other, that you show love to each other. At times of hardship, you support each other. One of the things I have seen with my own experience of other people asking me questions is that when life is good and the income is healthy and the man has a good job and there's plenty of wealth in the family, the wife is pleased and life is moving on happily and prosperous. But when the man loses his job or loses his income, domestic issues start to begin. And the woman needs to realize at that time, the wife needs to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the woman has been made to ensure that the husband receives support and tranquility in the heart. And at the time of hardship, when the husband has to go through a hard time, that is the most important time when the man needs that tranquility and support in the heart. And that is the time, unfortunately, our women tend to break that bond and lessen the love and lessen the amount that they care for their husbands. So women need to realize that at these crucial moments, when the husband actually needs your support and your love and your care, that's the time when you need to make sure that you are there for him and you give him that support and you tell him that don't worry. Don't worry, I am with you. No matter what we have to go through, I will remain with you and I will support you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that he provides for us. That is the duty of the woman. As for the man, he should know that a woman goes through hardship as well. Every month, a woman has this specific period where she has so much pain that a man cannot understand. When she goes through that pain, she goes through hardship. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time says that she doesn't have to come and worship me 5 times a day. At that very time, if the month of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says she does not need to come and fast for my sake. The husband should realize at that time that there may be times when she may be slightly disobedient. She may have an attitude. She may not be as caring and loving, and she may need your caring and your love at that time and your support. At that time, you should remember that she is more vulnerable, and therefore you should ensure that you provide that support to her. And in that way, when the support and the care and the love is mutual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that that marriage remains firm and it remains throughout their life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الْعَبْدُ فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الدِّينِ, that when a person gets married, then he has fulfilled half of his religion. Half of the religion is to get married. How can that be half of the religion? When a man gets married, that's when he realizes. Because when a man is single, he has so much free time that he can do so many things. But when a man gets married or a woman gets married, they become busy in their life. The friends will realize that he used to come out with us, now he's not even coming. He's too busy at home. Why? Because Allah has placed rights upon him. Now he has his own household. He has to go and ensure that he serves his wife. The wife needs to make sure that she is serving her husband. When they have children, the children have rights. And all these rights are half of your deen. And it is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is half of your faith. So everything you do for your wife, or the wife does for the husband, or you both do for your children, is part of your deen. And that is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even one morsel of food, a bite of food that you place in the mouth of your wife, or she places in your mouth, or you place, or both of you place in the mouth of your children, even that is sadaqah fi sabilillah. Even that is a sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything you do in order to fulfill these rights in your household, they are all part of your deen. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّسْفِ الْبَاقِي. But remember, don't completely engage your 24/7 into your wife and your children. Half of your faith is still left. And that includes the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you worship Allah, you remember Allah, you glorify and sanctify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. You ensure that you express the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following his sunan, by praising him, by attending mahafil and ijtima'at where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is remembered, and that you fulfill the rights of your neighbors, your family members, your mother, your father, your in-laws, and all those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a right. You have to make sure that you do all of that. That is your half, other half of your faith. So as a perfect Muslim, to be a perfect Muslim, you have to be good to your wife. You have to be good to your children. You have to be good to your neighbors. You have to attend the mosque. You have to fulfill the rights of every single person that has a right over you according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just before I finish, I want to give you a narration from a hadith which is also mentioned in Bukhari Sharif regarding a sahaba and a sahabiya and how they interacted with each other and how their life was. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu records this hadith. He says that Sayyidina Abu Kufayl radiallahu anhu and his blessed wife Sayyida Umme Sulaym radiallahu anha, they had a child, a newly born child in their household. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with this new child. One night, she says that the child had an issue with his breathing. His breathing had become very heavy. The child was heavily breathing. Mother and father became troubled. In the morning, the child's breathing was still heavy. But Sayyidina Abu Tufail radiallahu anhu had to leave the house and go out to work so that he can earn, so that he can provide for the family. When he left, the child's breathing was really heavy and he was very concerned. Sayyida Umm Sulaym radiallahu anhu tried whatever she could to ensure that the heavy breathing calms down. But she says after he had left, before he returned, the child passed away. She became really, really upset. Only a mother can imagine how hard that is when a child at that age passes away. Only a mother can understand that. But Sayyida Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, she thought to herself that when my husband comes, he will be tired because he was working all throughout the day. He will be hungry. And if he sees our son in this state, then he will not eat. He will not be able to clean himself. He will not be able to rest. And therefore, for the husband's care and the love that she had for her husband, she washed the child's body. She perfumed it with itr. And then she gave it kafan. And then she placed it in the corner of the house, waiting for the husband to come. She dressed herself in beautiful clothing. She did as much as halal type of makeup, cleaning herself. And she waited for her husband. When the husband came, Sayyiduna Abu Tufail radiallahu anhu came, he first asked, "How is our son?" And she says, "In qata'a nafsu," his breathing has stopped. Sayyiduna Abu Tufail radiallahu anhu understood that his breathing had stopped, meaning he's now breathing normally. His heavy breathing has stopped. He came, she placed food in front of him. He ate the food, and then she advised him to rest. He rested, and then she went to him. They slept with each other. And then she says to Sayyiduna Abu Tufail, that I want to ask you a mas'ala, a ruling in Islam. He says, "Yes, ask me, what do you want to ask me?" She says, "I want to ask that if somebody has given someone something as an amana, and then the person wants it back, and the person takes it back, then is that okay?" He says, "Of course, that is the right of that person. If he has given you something as amana, then it is his right, he can take it back whenever he wants." She says, "It has happened in our household. Allah had given us our child has now passed away." Sayyidina Abu Tufail radiallahu anhu is in shock. He sits up and he says, "What are you saying? Why did you not tell me that he has passed away? I came home and I ate and I relaxed and I even slept with you and my son had died. How could you have ever done that to me?" She says that I only did that for these reasons, because I cared and love for you. I have so much love for you. Upon that, Sayyidina Abu Tufail radiallahu anhu got ready to go to Fajr Salah. He goes to the Fajr Salah and meets the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he informs the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what happened. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam congratulated him and gave congratulations to Sayyida Umm Sulaym radiallahu anhu, and was really pleased with her actions. He was so pleased, and he made dua that I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your actions last night, makes her pregnant again and you have a new child. Subhanallah, this is a role model of an example for how a husband should be towards the wife. He should go out and work hard, and when she does something that he doesn't like, he be patient and accepts her decision. And she also be patient, especially in times of hardship, and ensure that they both support each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. And I make dua, and Hazrat will also make dua in a moment, that may Muhammad Rida and Muhammad Raza and Nurul Huda have a happy life, and may they both fulfill the rights of each other, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them plenty of blessings, all the goodness of this world, and may Allah give them all the goodness of the akhirah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.